You can, you wish it. There's a dark cloud in the sky,
running through the night.
Dark cloud, and it's coming for you, and it's coming tonight.
Oh,
what are you gonna do?
Running to the shadow.
Cloud comes for you. What are you gonna say? I've met the Grim Reaper today. What are you gonna say? You've met the Grim Reaper today. So, folks, welcome. That's our little medley we come up with for the special Halloween spooktacular. It's October the 28th.
Fuck yeah. It's the spooky Halloween
spooktacular.
It's not going
to be the regular Dead Pit intro.
Oh, no.
No. This is an entire special on all things horror-related and what's related more to horror than Halloween. I don't know.
Yeah, it's that time of year. It's actually our golden period. It's the golden shower of hits that is deadpit.com.
And nobody loves golden showers more than us.
I love it, dude.
I like getting drenched.
That's one thing I will say, though. I've never had the urge to piss on anybody.
I have. I've had the urge to piss on a lot of people, actually. A lot of people.
I mean in a sexual context. Uh-oh. I'm not just saying in general, like running through life or anything.
Yeah, but have you ever just wanted to piss on somebody in general?
Yeah,
like, I wish you could taste my fucking salty pea, you asshole.
I have that thought about every day.
Yeah, we run into a lot of those people at conventions, too. A lot of people I'd like to drink my salty pea. Speaking of which,
what will have a connection to your salty pea?
Tony Moran. Somebody that I would love to welcome to a glass of my salty pea. Is actually, he is confirmed at another horror convention coming up in London, Kentucky.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
They're going to have one in London, Kentucky.
Right. Then they're going to have one in Paris, Kentucky. That's going to be the European circuit.
I would like to welcome Tony Moran to drink my pee. You're a piece of trash, and you know that you suck dick. You were in the movie for 2 seconds, and you bank on dumbass fans. But you know what I'll do when I pull down my pants and pee.
Make you sip on my pee tonight.
Drink my pee.
Tonight. I'll make you sip on my pee, it's alright.
Drink my pee, Tony Moran, you piece of shit. Speaking of which, another convention thing related. Yeah. This is what the spooky Halloween spooktacular
right.
is. Just a bunch of
it's
fucking
spooky
nonsense.
Fuck.
I think the Erie Horror Festival's this weekend.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious
yeah.
shit right here.
It's like, we were talking about this documentary last night because I couldn't come up with the damn name of it. I couldn't remember the name of it. And it was, what did you say it was? Autopsy
of the Dead.
Of the
Dead yeah.
And I think it's where all these motherfuckers, they come out of the woodwork after this documentary came out. Maybe they were in the documentary or something. But they don't have a great guest list, Erie Horror Fest. Like, I have nothing against those guys at all. But, I mean, I would rather just not even have somebody on there than actually put
somebody that's the lighting supervisor from any movie. I don't give a fuck if it's the movie, like, the most well-lit movie of all time. If it's fucking Titanic's lighting supervisor.
If you won, like, an Academy Award for lighting supervisor, yeah, nobody's going to give a shit.
But be the lighting supervisor of Night of the Living Dead, which was, I love Night of the Living Dead. What was there something extra amazing about the lighting of Night of the Living Dead while somebody would want to meet that guy? I actually thought, if anything, the lighting was shitty on Night of the Living Dead. Like, what did he use, like two or three lamps or something?
That's curious. Hey, here's that conversation. Go, yeah. What kind of battery did you use in that flashlight?
Really? I'm the lighting supervisor.
That is pretty.
That's just amazing. That's the thing, though. It gives us great material for this radio show to talk about these idiots.
The one thing we were talking about, though, is that he'd probably be the kind of guy that would charge like $15 or $20 to sign this.
I'm going to get him to sign a light bulb, like I said.
You would seriously have to be the biggest Night of the Living Dead mark in the history of that. I mean, you have to be obsessed on like a fucking Son of Sam serial killer way of that movie to want the fucking lighting.
I'm a fucking lighting supervisor. Fuck you.
That'd be great if you had an attitude about it, too. Yeah, come up here. What do you want me to put on this?
I'm a pretty big deal. I supervise some lighting and Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, fuck you. You want me to sign this to you? Hold on.
So,
dear Derek, have a happy time and lots up to you, buddy.
Oh, God. You light up my life.
You light up my life. Yeah, it'll be something.
What's even funnier? And I'm not going to fucking... I just cannot believe, you know, I'm not going to mention any particular name. But when I post stuff on Facebook, I hope to God, like, I'm thinking that everybody is, like, hip to my sarcasm by now. But, oh, no. There are people that still thought I actually wanted to go to the Erie Horror Fest just to fucking get that guy's autograph. Bulls. Seriously. Seriously. I said I was going to get a light bulb inside my... They still think I'm fucking serious.
I'm not kidding. I'm going to get a fluorescent light bulb signed by him now.
Yeah. We run into this shit all the time. But
I think conventions, though, are on their last leg anyway right now. But this is not about conventions. This is about
this
Halloween.
This is about the awesomeness of horror.
Yeah.
Halloween. Yeah. Show him the turkey. Go look at the turkey, buddy. I'll man the Ford over while we're doing this. Because there are no edits in the spooky horror spooktacular. That's going to be the interesting aspect of the spooky horror spooktacular. But what we do have planned, folks, this isn't a typical Dead Pit show, in case you guys have wondered, have been wondering. Or in a sea of wonder. We're going to talk about some of our favorite stuff to do on Halloween. That could be eating the ass of the innocent. It could be watching our favorite horror movie. It could be carving pumpkins. It could be eating candy corn. Getting one of those pumpkin pie blizzards at Dairy Queen. Going trick-or-treating. Uncle Bill's got a little baby. He's going to take it trick-or-treating to get Jess some free candy. She'll need it since she can't buy her own. So she's unemployed from Dead Pit now. Just basically stuff that we like to do on Halloween. We're going to be talking about a lot of movies. And, it's going to be a lot of fun. I was basically telling everybody what we're going to do for the show. I was making it up as we're going, so I'm going to let you know what I told them. After we take a break. Did you like seeing that turkey?
That's some good fucking turkey. It's maple.
Ooh, it's a maple turkey. Turkey. So.
What are we doing though?
When we take a break. Is that turkey it smells? They have a strong odor to it.
It was pretty potent, yeah.
Yeah. So, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have some other spooky Halloween horror talk. to get to for you guys. We've wasted 11 minutes doing this, so this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got something to tell you.
So should we bust out some more songs later, maybe?
I think we should have like a whole set dedicated to the Halloween or the spooky Halloween spooktacular.
I like to keep it spooky.
I like it fucking spooky.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe we'll do some songs a little later. Who knows? Here on DeadPit.com.
When was the last time you were scared out of your wits by a movie? Halloween, the motion picture about the most terrifying night of the year. Halloween, the night three teenage girls discover the real trick is to stay alive. Halloween, the night he came home. From Compass International Pictures, rated R.
In 1988, he startled us with a frightening vision. Then he was destroyed and left for dead. Now, he's about to be reborn.
Sorry, Jack. Chucky's back.
Child's Play 2.
You know, we haven't gotten a decent night's sleep since he got here.
It's playtime again.
Let's go out and get some candy. Then you can eat my ass. I want you to scream out, Randy. Like a slut with no class. And say, trick or treat, son of a bitch. Trick or treat, son of a bitch.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's like fucking Wayne's World. Yeah, we thought that would be a part of the Halloween Spooktacular, is we're going to come up with stupid fucking songs to introduce each new segment.
Are you fucking scared yet? Yeah.
So, basically, Uncle Bill, what I was telling people, telling listeners out there, since this is the last show before Halloween, and it's our very first ever spooky Halloween spooktacular brought to you by DeadPit.com, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about our traditions on Halloween in this segment, and then maybe we can spread it across and talk about movies a little bit later on.
I'm going to spread that all over you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why don't you eat some of them Halloween Oreos from my butt?
Why don't you get you a nice fried slice of my ass?
You know what you can do? I can put about 8 or 10 of them in my ass crack. Then,
be like Pac-Man.
Yeah. No, you can get like a little thing of milk and pour it down my ass crack and eat them.
Would I really be making that noise?
Yeah. Like,
anyway, traditions.
Halloween traditions. What was a tradition that you still keep that you did when you were a kid?
Well, there are many traditions. There are many traditions throughout my life, but the one that still stays the same, though, is to watch Night of the Living Dead, like, on or around Halloween. I've always done that, and I always continue to do that. But other than that, we've always, since we've been doing this show, had like a film fest.
That's true. That we did. Actually, way before we did the show.
Yeah. That actually carried on before we even, like, I guess, knew each other more or, like, started hanging out or anything like that. I mean, you used to always have Halloween film fest, kids growing up and stuff like that. You could rent like a shit ton of
actually, weeks. It's probably been about 10 years. It's about a 10-year anniversary since we started doing that. Actually, like,
that's true, isn't it?
For me, I didn't really have a whole lot of horror stuff on video. Like, I didn't really even get into owning movies that much until DVD came along. I didn't really have that many of them. The ones I did have was stuff that I just copied off of fucking HBO or something.
People, I don't think, really bought movies that much.
Well, they were too expensive.
DVDs. You always just rented them.
Yeah, they were too expensive back, you know, in the 80s.
Do you ever remember, though, I don't even really remember this time, but apparently there was a time when like VHS tapes were $80.
Yeah, I remember that.
Dude.
Like, because that was the price for you know, the rental places. That was the only way you could buy them. I mean, Walmart didn't have. Walmart occasionally, back in the 80s, would have, like, the latest new movie on video, like Batman. That would be on video, or Indiana Jones, Star Wars, whatever else. But a lot of the horror titles and stuff, you just wouldn't see it. I mean, they didn't have it. Like, I remember the only way you could even get the Friday the 13th movies is rent them. They didn't have them to buy. I don't know why that was. I think some of the larger stores in Lexington and stuff, like Disc Jockey and places like that, they would have some of them, but they would still be like $30 usually.
I do remember a time when you could like buy the VHS of Dawn of the Dead. It was like $30 from Disc Jockey.
Yeah.
It was pretty rare.
But
anyway, another tradition, though, that you probably do as well, I know I've done this since I was a kid, is you decorate the outside of your house, which includes like pumpkins and things like that, too. Here in the last probably 5 years, I've gotten into the ones where you buy the designs and like punch the holes into them and shit and like carve out all that out. That takes like 2 or 3 hours.
That's pretty difficult, though.
Yeah.
I usually give up on that shit. I'm more into the traditional jack-o'-lantern look whenever I do it. I haven't done it this year, but usually whenever I get, you know, the pumpkins, I do 2 or 3. But something that I always used to do, and they don't really do it anymore, is Elvira always had, and I wish somebody would do this, they had like a movie marathon thing with Elvira hosting it. Like maybe this was in the 80s exclusively, but yeah, I mean, it used to be on like USA or TBS or something, where they would actually hire her to host, you know, when it would be on Halloween, or sometimes they would have it on Friday the 13th and stuff. They don't really do that anymore. That's the thing that, like, the traditions that I had growing up, they don't really, all that stuff they don't even do anymore. I can remember, like, when it was Friday the 13th, these networks would actually have marathons of Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't really see that anymore.
I don't even think people know what horror hosts are anymore. Like, they don't have any.
Yeah. It's a sad time.
That was the thing. Elvira was the big one, but then Joe Bob was also really popular around that time we were kids. Like, I don't think there is an equivalent to either one of those.
I think the closest thing to that, although I don't even know if they're, I think AMC has stuff from time to time that features, you know, I know they had something, they didn't have George Romero hosting some stuff.
Yeah, he's not really hosting anything. He's just there to,
he's talking about his
shitty, promote his movies, really,
his
the survival
Canadian.
Of the dead.
Zombie movies.
That's just. I actually, unfortunately, saw that movie. It was on AMC the other day, and I started watching more of it.
Did it look better?
No, I don't. I really don't understand still to this day how you can defend that movie. But that's beside the point, though.
We'll have to ask Sleepy. Something else I wanted to talk about too, though, that I think may take a, you know, responsibility for why horror doesn't seem as cool as when we were kids. And there's probably a lot of reasons. But like, I think a lot of it has to do with the fucking internet now.
How so? What do you mean?
Like, not just the internet, but just the way, I guess, society itself has changed, you know, and actually for the better, to be honest. And, you know, you can check it out. And it's like, it seemed a lot cooler when you were at a, like a video store and you just stumbled across something. You're like, oh, this looks pretty cool. And like 80% of the time, it's shit. But there's that 20% of the time where you really find something and you're like, holy shit, you want to tell everybody about it. But now the internet, and like I said, some people may think it's cool. I particularly think it's kind of shitty. You can go on the internet and read reviews of every damn thing that comes out. And a lot of the times, some of the stuff that you may miss and not want to check out because somebody else hates it.
Well, there's no mystery, really, like in films anymore. Like anything that comes out to the theater, you already generally read or heard something about it like 1,000 times over by the time it even gets.
Yeah, it ruins the surprise factor. And, you know, I see stuff like when Cloverfield came out, there's all these retards that just could not fucking wait. Like, okay, Cloverfield and Super 8, both examples. Facebook, people, you cannot avoid it. People take photos. I remember they took photos of the monster in Super 8 and put them on their Facebook from the theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And not that I give that much of a shit about the monster, but just the idea behind that. Like, and, you know, when you grew up, you always had kids, like friends of yours, that would love to ruin every damn thing about a movie. Like, everybody had it. Like, had these friends that would tell you everything about the fucking movie. And now it's like that times, like, 100 with the internet, you know.
Well, I think that's been the case, like, since I've been going to see movies. Like, generally speaking, there'll be at least one or two people that'll be in the movie that if they've seen it, they'll want to, like, tell you everything about it, like, as it's going on.
Yeah.
And then tell you stuff that's going to happen in the next couple minutes. Like, those people that were behind us at that fucking Paranormal Activity 3.
Hey.
Oh.
That's your grandma up there. I told
happen?
You about that.
What's wrong with, I think, the
thing? Hey. Yeah. That's bullshit. Look at there. Look at there, doodly doo.
Which is annoying anyway. But, yeah. Yeah. Halloween used to be, actually, here's another part of Halloween that I miss, too. Halloween's completely safe now. It's completely, like, and by safe, I mean nobody really trick-or-treats anymore. Like, they drive to churches and drive to, like, hospitals and places
safe
like that.
Safe trick-or-treat
that do that
stuff.
Like, you hardly ever see anybody, any kids, like, walk up and down the streets anymore. And if they do, they generally just walk, like, on their block, and that's it. Back when we were kids, your fucking parents would just drop you off somewhere. Like,
well, yeah, or even, like, drop you off to each street in town, and you'd hit every fucking street in town.
Right.
You know, to get as much candy as you could. Not anymore. I mean, I think a lot of the reason is it's just, you know, you hear awful stories in the news all the time, I mean, about just various shit. And people are just, I guess the innocence is lost back in, you know, people just don't trust people anymore. I don't guess. So that's probably part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Something that always pisses me off is, like, the kids nowadays, I guess it's their parents' fault, too. It's always like, oh, I want to be the cupcake princess this year. I want to be a clown. Doodle do. You know, there's no, you know, witches or werewolves or zombies or anything like that anymore.
You know why it is?
Things were way better back in our day.
Because people are fucking pussies.
But,
you know what, though? If they were, this would be an awesome idea for a costume for a little kid. Nowadays, the way that vampires are, you just get a little kid, you take his shirt off, give him some vampire teeth and pour glitter all over him.
That'd be killer. That's what you want to do.
I'd love to see that. It'd be awesome.
You should totally do that. Be killer as hell.
Look here, I'm Edward.
Oh God.
But, I do. I remember though, back when when I was probably about 7 or 8 years old, like I bought a mask from the mall that was like a zombie mask. It was really really cool and like dressed up in the whole outfit and everything, like a little suit. Like, looked like a dead person that had been, you know, brought back to life or whatever. I don't think you ever see that anymore. Like, you never see anything remotely close to that.
No.
Kids dress up like Justin Bieber and shit.
Yeah. Oh. Something else, like, I've noticed around here at least, is nobody does haunted houses or anything anymore, like when we were younger.
There's supposed to be one, though. It's in a place called Fallsburg, which is around Louisa, where this family actually spent like a shit ton of money to convert like this 3-story house into a haunted house, this huge house.
Oh, really?
It's supposed to be really cool.
Well, actually, I guess you have to pay to go in it, right?
I think so,
yeah. Not doing it for free. But yeah, there used to be a lot actually around town, though. Like, I remember the ambulance station used to do one every year. But I don't know what the reason is. I mean, probably somebody punched him right in the face or something.
Probably. Now the only thing you got around here, and I think this is just hilarious as shit, is the haunted hay rides.
Yeah.
Where you'll, like, get on, like, a hay ride, and they'll drag you through a piece of the woods or something, and people run out at you and shit. Oh! Get out of that hay ride.
Yeah, the hay ride is haunted. But, yeah, I mean, Halloween has changed, at least around here. I don't know. It could be different in bigger bigger towns. And that's one of the reasons I think we wanted to do the screening down there at the Strand. And, like, we're going to do some cool things to make it scary again, I think. And, you know, I think that everything in life shouldn't be safe, you know. Shouldn't be just, you know, I don't want to scare somebody to death or anything. But I'm saying, like, it's Halloween, damn it. I mean, there's supposed to be some scary aspects to it. Or at least have the vibe down, you know. It shouldn't be about fucking, you know, fairies and, you know, monkeys and shit or whatever.
Monkeys.
People dress up as. But, yeah. It's not the way it was, at least around here. And that's the thing that I miss. Like, a lot of the stuff.
I don't know if that's parents or kids, though. I don't know if parents have gotten to the point where they're just, like, scared to death to.
What's around
they're
the time?
Scare their kids
it's
or something?
The same. This shit kind of happened right when, like, it was uncool to say you actually spanked your kids and shit. Which, look, everybody I know that was my age got spanked as a kid. And now you can't fucking say that. Like, if you do that now, you get, like, reported to fucking social services or something.
You can't lay a hand on your kid. You try to lay a hand
That's
on
why these
kid.
Fucking kids are meaner than fucking shit. They don't have any consequences. They're like, what's the worst happened to me? I'm going to sit in the corner. Kill her. Give me some weed.
I'd say weed does make sitting in the corner.
Seriously,
a lot more
though.
Entertaining.
Like, I mean, it's the pussification of society. Every fucking thing.
It's the pussification of Halloween.
Everything, though. I mean, what is wrong with fucking spanking your kid? You don't have to fucking abuse your kid. Spank it on the ass and say, no.
Oh, no, I'm going to beat the shit out of Popper.
You'll smack her in the head. Quit on. That! Seriously, though. Seriously.
She does something wrong, old Diddy Tear through a table.
I think that's a lot. That's the reason the kids today are so fucking stupid.
That's it. That's the reason they're stupid.
I mean, they're just so, like, you see them wearing those, freaking, like, what do they call them? Those real tight black jeans and shit, and they've got their hair looks like it just woke up out of bed.
That's true. Like, they either wear
I just think they're
pajamas,
so fucking,
like, this is what I'm seeing, okay? This is what I think it boils down to, and this does have an effect on Halloween, I guess, too. Not only are there no, like they don't care about their appearance or anything like that. You'll see it all the time, these girls that are fucking dressed in, like, pajamas, like they just rolled out of bed or something like that, too.
Yeah.
It's not just that, but, like, all of them have an attitude like they're fucking killer, and they haven't done shit. Like, none of them have done or accomplished anything, and they all act like they're the greatest things in the world. Like, whatever happened to somebody actually having low self-confidence? All these kids got the high self-confidence in the world, and ain't worth a fuck. None of them are worth a single fuck.
Yeah, that's true. None of them are.
But yet they think that they're the greatest things that ever existed on this planet.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you start a kid from a young age to realize that nothing is really ever, there's not any consequences to their behavior, they're going to end up like that. Time out and shit don't work, folks. I'm sorry. I've seen enough of these little heathens to know.
But now that we've done enough of this, like, parents.
Spank your kids, folks.
Spank them.
Spank them.
We're going to take a short break, I guess, and then come back.
We're going to come back and talk about movies. We'll
talk about films for Halloween now. Yeah.
This is an interesting show, folks. This is an interesting show. So we'll be back to take this break here on Dead Pit Spooky.
Halloween Spooktacular.
Spooky, spooky, spooky.
The Return of the Living Dead.
More brains.
Do you want a party? It's party time. We got a party. It's party time. Do you want a party?
They're back from the grave and ready to party. The Return of the Living Dead. Rated R.
From the mists of infinity, they come, rising from the cold, damp earth to take what is now theirs.
My God!
When the moon turns red, the dead shall rise and walk the earth. From the gates of hell, they have finally come. The gates of hell. No one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Another original song from Dead Pit on the spooky Halloween spooktacular.
Does everybody remember Jigger, though, the pumpkin, the Halloween pumpkin?
Probably not. We'll probably be considered racist.
No, Jigger was an actual name of a pumpkin that was on the show.
Yeah, go back in time. And actually, it's on, Jigger is on one of our Halloween videos from like 2 or 3 years ago.
I love Jigger, though. He was a good fella. He's still around, too, I understand.
Yeah, he is. He's lighting up her life.
So
we're going to talk about some movies and some television shows or whatever else stuff that we like watching on Halloween time.
Yeah, these are I guess more of the classics that we like to watch and newer films that you can watch and make it in your own Halloween tradition.
Yeah. So if you haven't had we've talked about Halloween movies watching Halloween for like fucking 4 or 5 years now.
That's true.
So it's going to be difficult to not repeat the stuff we've already talked about, so we're not even going to try. I'm not, at least.
No.
So
we're not.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about first, though?
I got a big old list of stuff, and I'm going to try to be a little bit original. And one that I think would be a perfect viewing for Halloween would be a John Carpenter film. But it's not the John Carpenter film you're thinking of, Uncle Bill.
You mean it's not Halloween?
No.
Why not?
Because that's the obvious choice. Everybody knows to watch that on Halloween.
All right.
Unless you have water on the brain. Which
what is it?
People listening to this show, they might very well have. I don't know. I'm talking about the movie from 1983, Christine.
Holy shit.
Yeah, which I always...
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming, like I say.
Yeah, I always thought it was one of the creepiest movies, aside from Halloween, that John Carpenter ever did. Just, I remember as a kid... The one scene that got me, and I remember when we interviewed John Carpenter, I told him this, too, and I could tell when we interviewed him that he didn't give a fuck about this movie at all. Do you remember that?
Yeah, he was basically like, oh, I was just hired on to do it. I don't know.
But one scene that was really effective was the scene where the girl was choking on the hamburger in the car.
Right. And the lights come on.
And the lights come on, and it starts playing this old song from the 50s or something.
And she's like, rah!
And since then, man, since I saw that as like a 6 or 7 year old, I have always been a little freaked out by 50s rock and bop music, that style of music. It always seems a little creepy to me.
They've used it in several other movies, too, to make it like creepy.
Yeah.
They used it in those damn, Hello Mary Lou, Prom Night 2 movie, and the other one, the Slumber Party Massacre 2. That guy was running around.
Oh, God.
Woo, it's mama.
But the movie's a really effective movie, and I think, my personal opinion, I think it's the best killer vehicle movie ever made. And I don't know why exactly they never made a sequel to Christine. I always thought that was perfect for a, you know, if not a theatrical sequel, at least a direct-to-video type deal, because the end of the movie, Christine comes back, you know.
Right. It's not a movie we talk about a lot on here either, really. I don't think we've ever talked about
it. Yeah. I mean, I was trying to come up with some ones that we didn't mention often, and this is definitely one. And it's one that's not out on Blu-ray yet, and it might be one that I actually check out on Halloween. The plan is, for me, Uncle Bill, is I want to actually take the Tuesday off work and I'm going to try to at least, and watch a bunch of movies on Monday night after I watch wrestling.
Oh, that'll be nice.
But yeah, that's one that, you know, the plot of the movie itself, I mean, I think that the Gordon, what's his name, that plays...
Oh, yeah, shit.
Keith Gordon.
Keith Gordon, yeah.
That plays Arnie in it is awesome in that role. I mean, that's the best. Like, he was in a lot of pretty good movies back in that time. He was in Legend of Billie Jean, too, which I always liked. But, yeah, he plays sort of like this dweeb that gets picked on in high school. And
Buddy Riperton. I wish I could remember that fucking song. That'd be hilarious. Buddy. Buddy. Buddy Riperton.
Believe it or not, we actually wrote a song about Buddy Riperton back in the day.
Yeah. I'll never forget that guy's name now because of that song.
He gets picked on in school and decides to, comes across in this junkyard an old, a Plymouth Fury, I think is the car.
I think so.
55 Plymouth Fury, something like that. I'm not an expert on cars, so none of you nerds fucking email me. Are you wrong? That was the wrong year. That was the wrong year, buddy. Fuck you. So he decides to fix his car up, but the car, while he's fixing the car up, the car kind of transforms him, too, and kind of possesses him, and, you know, it controls him in a way, and the car starts killing people, Uncle Bill, and it's scurry. But I always liked Christine. I always thought that was a...
That movie scares me.
I always love that movie.
That movie scares me too much.
Underrated, very underrated, still to this day.
I want to talk about one that we never talk about either that much on here, but it's actually, I think, captures the weird kind of vibe of Halloween, too, in some way, which is The Fun House. Toby Hooper's The Fun House. I don't know why that is. That movie's... It's technically just a slasher film. Like, it's a straight-up slasher film, but it has a really weird feeling to it. Like, the atmosphere around that movie is just odd. It's hard to explain, but it's a type of movie where it does actually have a lot of other nods to famous horror films in it, like The Gypsy that's in it and stuff like that. You often see in, like, the Wolfman movies. And
like a Frankenstein.
Yeah, it's in a carnival, so that's the setting. You got all these different kind of creatures.
It is pretty much a paint by number slasher movie after a point. But it is a really good movie. I think it's one of Hooper's better movies that nobody talks about. Of course, fuck, how many movies do people actually talk about from Hooper? About three or four.
If that. Yeah. Usually it's about two, really. I mean,
Poltergeist and Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
I put all the Texas Chainsaw Massacres together, so he's fucked.
He really is after that.
The Funhouse, it is really a classic movie to watch on Halloween, isn't it, Uncle Bill?
It is.
So, another one that I put down here is one that's kind of new that I would pick. And I know a lot of people hate these movies, and we never really did get to talk about the original that much on the show. Paranormal Activity, Uncle Bill.
Oh, my Lord.
I think it's a movie that'll...
Oh, my God.
That'll scare the bejesus out of all of you.
No shit, though, man. That movie really does kind of freak you out the first time you watch it.
Yeah, especially if you watch it. Like, I actually watched it by myself, and I know a lot of people say the second one's better than the first one. I didn't think so. I thought the first one just fucking got it. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know,
depending on which ending you watch, though.
Yeah.
Because there's like four different endings.
Yeah. There. But, it was an independent movie that came out. And I guess Paramount bought it. And it lit up the festivals, I guess, when it was making the rounds. And Paramount really didn't fuck with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, from what I understand,
it was $200,000 or something?
Yeah. And, there's not a whole lot of... There is, as far as the shaky camera work goes and stuff, but none of them really executed as well as this movie did. You know, I think when you get with the sequel, there was a couple things that was CG and you could tell it was CG, and it took away from the experience, I thought. I don't know what you thought about it. I mean, the second one's really good, too. I like the second one, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying they added elements, computer-generated shit in there that you could tell, you know, and you know, it just looked off from the other security cam footage, I guess.
Yeah, and a lot, they did a lot in Paranormal Activity 3, actually. Some of that stuff was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Well, the CG, but I think I like the ending of the second one better than I like the ending of the first, but I like the first movie overall better than I like any of the other movies.
Yeah, which is funny, though, because they've already, of course, Paranormal Activity 3 made more money than all of them, mm-hmm. and they're already greenlighting.
I think more money than any other horror film in its opening.
I think it did the best of any other movie in October ever.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It? That movie's not that good.
well, yeah, it's not, but I mean, I will always support those movies because they killed the Saw franchise, and to me, that's just an amazing feat, if you will.
The other one you have to watch, it's mandatory that you watch it every Halloween, and it's a relatively new movie, and it's one that really captures the spirit of Halloween better than any other film that's come out in the last probably 20 years is Trick or Treat.
Some bitch.
Yeah. I'm talking about not the Trick or Treat with Mark Price.
We can talk about that one, too, though.
That one is awesome, but that's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the more recent one that came out that, what was the guy's name that directed that? Daughtry? Was it Brian Daughtry or something like
Roger
that?
Daughtry.
Roger Daughtry. Michael Daughtry.
Michael Daugherty.
Daugherty. Daughtry. Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Daughtry!
This is the one that's kind of like a...
creep show.
Anthology creep show style movie, though, with Sam being the little pumpkin-headed freak that runs around through the entire thing that holds it all together. And it's like...
No, dude.
The thing about that movie is it takes place on Halloween. It's all about Halloween. It captures, like, the feeling of Halloween. Awesome film. Watch it every Halloween. I have, like, since it came out. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's... As far as the vibe goes, the cinematography, if you're not in the Halloween spirit, after you watch Trick or Treat, you'll be in one, basically. So let's go on to Trick or Treat. Let's talk about that.
Trick or Treat.
I had that one on there, too. The movie that supposedly stars Ozzy Osbourne and Gene Simmons, even though they're both barely in the movie.
I think Ozzy's only in it for about 5 seconds as a televangelist.
Yeah, it's like a preacher. Jimmy Swaggart.
You probably, if you've ever seen this one, you remember this movie. It's one where the guy loves the Sammy Curry, isn't that his name? Who's this rock star metal guy and starts playing his records, and it turns out there's satanic.
He plays them backers.
Shit, is yeah, records and all this, and he comes back to life and starts murdering all kinds of people.
Yeah, which is funny Murder. That this movie came out 1985, 86, when Family Ties was still on, and it starred Skippy. That's just fucking hilarious.
Which that guy's not a very good actor, by the way.
No, but the movie's fun. The Mark Price's character is kind of a dweeb in it that gets picked on quite a bit. And he brings back from the dead Sammy Curry, something like that. And, you know, he can't control the evil, basically.
No one can, son.
So that was a good one. I've got a few on here. I mean, I don't know how many you're thinking of. You want to mention another one?
I'm going to talk about one, though. It's something completely different for when you want to have a good time with a group of friends around Halloween. This is one of the funniest movies I've seen since, like, funniest horror films I've seen since Troll 2 came out. Birdemic.
Oh, God.
Bow down to it.
Yeah. It's just one of those movies that sort of, you can't really understand why it exists, but it just does. And at least, at the very least, it's entertaining enough to make fun of. You know, and you can make fun of it quite a bit. Like the computer-generated effects in it, if you want to call them that. I think they were probably using like one of those fucking, one of the Apple IIs or something to do the fucking, the bird, the actual killer bird effects. Because it's just so insanely shitty, especially if you have the Blu-ray version of it. Like, it brings the shittiness up to a higher quality.
Yeah, I don't even know what else you could say about that movie, really. It's the movie that's so awful that you have to laugh at it. And I'm not even sure. You can't really tell if they were intentionally trying to make it that bad or if they just didn't have any money.
I'm hoping they were.
Yeah, but either way, it really works.
Something else changing up a little bit. Stuff that I always, this is another kind of tradition for me. I've got the Unsolved Mysteries sets, some of the sets over there. You can get them really cheap now. And the one I recommend the most is the one about ghosts. And as a kid, and maybe it doesn't work now for people that have never seen the episodes and stuff, but I remember being really freaked out by a few of those episodes as a kid, the reenactments and stuff. And there's one in particular that I always, scenes from it always freaked me out, was from the Queen Mary, I think. Do you remember that episode?
The ship that was haunted.
Yeah. And there was one about a little girl that saw dead people, which was actually
dead people.
I think it was loosely, like, her story is loosely based on The Sixth Sense, actually. Like, her name was Heidi Wyrick or something like that. And
her name was Heidi Martinuzzi.
Yeah, she grew up to be Heidi Martinuzzi. But a lot of those stories in there are fucking creepy as shit. And that's become another tradition of mine over the years. And even the UFO ones are pretty cool, too. And they've got one, the Strange Legends set. I think those are the three that I've got. And now what sucks ass is Lifetime or Spike TV or whoever, I've seen them on both channels, are re-airing the Unsolved Mystery shows, but they're with a new host. It's the same episodes. Have you seen this?
Huh.
They have a new host on there. They've edited Robert Stack out of the show.
Who's the host?
Oh, God. What was his name? I think it's Dennis Farina.
Franz?
Dennis Farina.
Oh, Dennis Farina. That got to be shit.
Law and Order shows or
Why would they
like
edit
that?
Robert Stack out of it? That guy was awesome.
I don't know. But, yeah, they edited his ass out.
It was 5 o'clock on a Saturday morning. My God. His voice was amazing.
Which, yeah, I thought that he was one of the reasons that show was so creepy, too, his voice and shit. But, yeah, that's fucking
stupid. That shit would always come in.
Yeah. Call 1-800-876-5353.
I remember it being, yeah, the same number. Anyway, that show was awesome.
Yeah, I love that show.
So, while we're on the subject of TV shows, though, you might as well talk about some stuff that's out right now that we watch.
Currently.
My favorite show...
I don't watch any horror TV shows, really.
I have two favorite shows, actually, right now. They're both tied, but for different reasons completely, really.
Oh, the Tad, you guys? Really?
There's The Walking Dead, which is an amazing show based on the comic book, the graphic novel.
Some people
knows.
Argue with you on that.
Some people are fucking dumb, though. And it's like an apocalyptic zombie show on like a Romero level. It has what I consider to be a really, really good cast, amazing makeup effects, a really solid, like, cliffhanger-style storyline, and it is, in my opinion, the best produced and filmed show on TV.
Right.
Now, the best show, probably, in terms of original series, I think is the new show called American Horror Story, which stars Jessica Lange, and who's that one guy? The,
Did you ever find out what channel it's on?
Son, I can't. It's either FX or AMC. It's one of those two channels.
The thing about
FX.
The Walking Dead, though, at least the first season... I never thought, like, I mean, it was a good show and everything, but I never thought it was really scary at all.
It's not supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be killer.
I'm just saying, yeah. That's why I wouldn't put it on this list. Neither way. I like Dexter, too, but I wouldn't. It's not scary at all.
American Horror Story is, though, one of those shows that it really is scary, though. It's really not meant to be. It's not meant to be an action-adventure type of show. It mostly takes part in one place, in this house.
Right.
And it's just about all of these different people that have come in contact with this house that this family's staying in now, like okay. deceased people, basically. And when I first heard about it, I thought it was going to be like one of those shitty shows like Taps or something like that, or Ghost Adventures or whatever. But it's nothing like that at all. It's actually more like Rose Red or The Shining than it is any of those type of things.
What about some other classic shows, though, like Tales from the Dark Side?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Tales from the Crypt. Can't really go wrong with those.
The Hitchhiker.
Yeah, The Hitchhiker, which they've never done jack shit with on DVD here in the United States, really.
I think you can buy those now from, like, Big Lots over Walmart One for, like, $5, those sets.
I've got, like, the first. I only have the first one, I think. But, I don't know, some other, like, Masters of Horror, those shows.
What was that one show, Fear Itself? You got to see that.
Yeah, it was great.
That show's not really great.
Didn't last too long, did it? But going back to the movie aspect, as Noodles, one movie that really grows on me every time I watch it, even though, like, I still think, like, the last 20 minutes of the movie sucks, but just the vibe that movie has.
I know what you're going to say, even before you say it.
Well, see if you do.
House of Thousand Corpses.
Yeah. That's, isn't that crazy? Uncle Bill, you're my soulmate. You are, Bubsy.
Well, anytime anybody says, I love that movie because of the atmosphere, except for the last 20 minutes, I know they're talking about House of Thousand Corpses. Because the last fucking 20 minutes of that movie are a complete train wreck. But the first half of it's awesome as shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the look of it, man. I mean, his cinematography was never better to me. I mean, he just created, like, the perfect midnight movie, I think.
Yeah.
With that.
And, well, it would have been perfect if he hadn't fucked up the ending.
But I know there's a lot of problems with the movie and stuff, so, you know. But, it's just so crazy, and, like, it seems like the best horror movies take you to an insane place somewhere in your head or somewhere on screen, and, like, you're with the person wanting to escape that insane place. And if you really look back at, like, a lot of horror movies, they are all kind of like that.
I think, actually, any of his movies, with the exception of the Halloween movies, are good to watch around this time of year, too. They all have a really unique vibe. But that one, isn't it centered around Halloween? Or almost a Halloween?
I think so, yeah.
Because they're watching, like, Halloween shit while they're in there and dressing up and all that stuff. It's weird.
And let me tell you something, folks. Like, that was the best $10 Blu-ray I ever bought. Because if you have a Blu-ray player and don't have House of Thousand Corpses and you're a fan of that movie, fucking order it, because it's amazing how awesome that looks in high def. Like, I would have never, ever, ever thought that movie would look halfway worth a shit in high def, but it's amazing looking.
Yeah, and oddly enough, Devil's Rejects is the exact opposite.
Yeah, Devil's Rejects looks kind of like shit.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, but both of those were pretty good. And actually, when he releases The Lord of Salem, that'll probably be a pretty good one to watch on Halloween, too.
It'll be nice and spooky. It's spooky.
I like it spooky.
Spooky, spooky, spooky. So, okay, one that's relatively new that I want to talk about, and you never won't believe I'm going to put this on this list, but I think that it's, other than it has a few drawbacks.
New Moon.
Yeah.
I like it when he turns into that big dog.
It's cursed by Wes Craven. No, I'm just kidding.
Not too serious.
It's actually Frozen by Adam Green, and I'm not joking this time. Because it's one of the few movies that takes place in one spot, like just the whole time, that I actually think is very tense and well-directed. And I never thought I would say that about him, because I hate all of his other movies with a passion, like especially the Hatchet movies. I think they're completely, like, pointless and pieces of shit. But Frozen is, like, something where he almost like he had an aneurysm or something in that movie. became
well,
a...
You could still see little hiccups of shit in that movie,
Yeah,
though.
The wolves were the biggest problem.
Like, yeah, you didn't need the wolves. That was just, like, thrown in there. It was retarded. But, yeah, that's not... That's actually a really good movie. Like, I hate to say that, because Adam Green's like, really full of himself. So...
I'm sure he would agree with you. Yeah, it is killer. It's an awesome movie. I did a
good job. The only one that could ever do the sequel, too. If somebody wanted to do the sequel to it, I'm the only one that could do it.
Frozen 2, cold as shit.
Still frozen.
Still freezing after all these years.
Let's see. I've got a few more on this list. One that is completely, like, is a horse of a different color, if you will, would be Worst Witch, which we watched.
Shit, I can't believe you fucking put that on there. I'd forgotten all about that.
Yeah. Which was another tradition that I used to have. HBO used to show this. It was just like, I don't know why they stopped around Halloween time every year. This would be on all the fucking time. The Worst Witch. And it's only like an hour long. It's a short movie, right? Mm-hmm. It's mainly a musical.
It's got Fairuza Balk in it and yeah. Tim Curry and Mrs. Garrett. I don't remember her name, but
Mrs. Garrett's like a, she plays, is her name Charlotte Ray or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, that's it.
And she plays a dual role of like a good witch and a bad witch. And it is a bad movie. It's like insanely shitty in a lot of ways. But it just has that certain, like, generic charm to it.
It does. It's a movie that
you're
I
kind
did.
Of drawn to it.
I watched that movie, like, I'd watch it two or three times in a row, like, around Halloween and stuff when I was a kid. Because it is a musical, like you said, mostly, too. And it's, like, got some catchy tunes, like, anything can happen on Halloween.
Your dog can turn into a cat.
Woo! Whatever. Yeah.
And they had this little breakdown. It was like, wintertime brings us snow. Summertime brings us sun.
It's like, he wrote that song probably about 5 minutes. Whoever wrote it, like.
It has this, like, insanely shitty, like, visual effects sequence, too, with him dancing around that damn outfit.
It's awesome. I'd like to go back and watch that again, actually.
It is awesome, but again, like, this is something that you probably don't want to watch with a lot of people because they'll make fun of you.
I remember we watched it with Jared. And he was like, boys, what the fuck?
It was kind of embarrassing.
I don't remember it. I didn't
like,
ever
buddy, this is gay.
I didn't remember it being that gay, actually, when I watched it when I was a kid.
But, yeah. Actually, that DVD, I think, is worth quite a bit of money now, too. It's like out of print.
That movie's amazing.
But, yeah, that's a good one to watch on Halloween for sure.
Yeah. Some other ones I've got down here are actually more recent movies. Black Death is one of them, which is more of like a historical drama like The Wicker Man. About the bubonic plague and stuff that happened in England. I really just like that movie. I think it'd be a good film to watch.
That movie was set in Bubonia.
And another one we watched recently that had a really good atmosphere around it, but it's not really a horror film, is Straw Dogs, which I thought was a cool film.
Yeah, Straw Dogs, no dude. So I got a few more on here, fuck. We'll go through them. Insidious.
Woo!
There's a new one that came out this year.
That's a good movie.
A lot of people probably haven't seen it, and that's one that'll scare you fucking dick off.
You dick will literally get up off your body and run.
And one that I've let you borrow, I don't know if you've ever watched it, Lady in White.
I never have watched it, I've still got it up there.
You're a piece of shit.
I'm sorry.
It's a movie that's actually set, well, part of the movie's set around Halloween.
I'll tell you a movie, son, right now.
Tell me, by God, tell me.
That I watched it for the first time about a month ago, and it scared the living shit out of me, but it's so weird, though, too. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's got Donald Sutherland in it, and some other chick. I can't remember who it is now. It's called Don't Look Now.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Okay, let me give you the plot of the movie. This couple, I think they live, you're in Europe somewhere or something like that, Italy maybe, and you never really know what's going on, but something happens to their daughter, right? And throughout the film, the guy, Donald Southern, keeps thinking that he sees her running around this place, like the place where they're staying, right? So he keeps, like, looking around, like, thinking he sees, because she was wearing, like, I think it was, like, a red hoodie or something like that the last time that she was seen.
Oh.
And so it's driving him crazy because he's going around trying to find her and all this stuff. And while all this is going on, they're just trying to get back together with their lives and stuff like that. It's like an Argento movie. But the ending is so fucking bizarre that you're just like, what? You can't even believe the ending of the movie. To the point where
the alien possess a girl's spirit or something.
No, it's nothing like that. It's just, you really would have to watch it. But it's the perfect.
I don't have it.
I've got it. I'll let you borrow it.
I don't have a way of watching it.
I'll let you borrow it.
Oh,
then.
Okay.
But it's a great film to watch around Halloween because it'll give you that feeling of what in the fuck is like going on.
I got a good game that we can play.
All right.
I'll name a director, like a famous horror director, and you name one good movie that would be, perfect for the Halloween season.
That sounds like a delicious idea.
Dario Argento.
Shit, any of them. But his later stuff. But I'll say specifically, because we watched it,
Phenomena.
The end of that movie, you're just like, ah!
Yeah, it didn't help that we were a little intoxicated.
No, that didn't help at all. Actually, that did help, really.
Another one I was thinking of that I would actually like to rewatch. I haven't seen it in a long-ass time, but I remember it being my favorite Argento movie. It was Opera.
That movie is really
fucking
That's
one that isn't on Blu-ray yet, either.
It's true.
How about Fulci? Great Fulci movie to watch in LA.
I'm going to diverge from this in a little bit because I think the best film that he ever made to watch on Halloween is actually House by the Cemetery because I think that movie has the best vibe about like a Halloween style movie.
What about The Gates of Hell?
City Living Dead. I mean, you could go beyond City Living Dead, Zombie, any of those movies, but I still think that
Baklava.
In terms of the atmosphere of the film, that movie comes closest to like a universal monster-ish kind of film.
Okay. How about Wes Craven?
Shit. I'll go out on a limb here on this one, too. And say, I don't think it would be any of his early stuff, because that's more like exploitation. I don't even think it'd be like Nightmare on Elm Street. I think it'd be something like Serpent in the Rainbow or
People Under the Stairs.
That's a good one, too. Yeah, that's a weird kind of movie.
I say Scream, the first Scream, because that takes place in Halloween.
Yeah, and Scream is, yeah, set around the holiday, so you got that, too.
John Carpenter, I already said mine, so you come up with one.
Yours is Christine?
Yeah.
I'll say Prince of Darkness, because that one doesn't get a lot of...
Prince of Darkness!
Doesn't get a lot of play. That or In the Mouth of Madness. Both of them extremely bizarre and creepy films, too.
How about Toby Hooper?
Oh, well, I already said Funhouse. What do you got?
Oh, yeah, you did say Funhouse. I'll say Mortuary.
That movie will scare you about, God, I'm scared how shitty it is.
Poltergeist is actually a great movie for around this time period, I would think. You know, that would be one. That would be a different one. Texas Chainsaw goes without saying. You know, people should already have experienced that movie enough.
What about, I'll give you one then now, Clive Barker.
I don't know much about Clive Barker's movies aside from Hellraiser.
Look, buddy, you got to be shit real steeped in Clive
Barker.
I don't
like Nightbreed.
You don't like Nightbreed?
No, that movie's for nerds.
Do you like Midnight Meat Train?
No.
You didn't like that one either?
I'm not a big fan of Clive Barker shit.
God, you're a tough sale, buddy. I'll tell you that right now.
How about cannibal movies? Do they fit in well with Halloween season?
Not really. I think we tried to do that. Yeah, I think we tried to do that one year on Halloween or something.
We should have, like, for Thanksgiving or something, we should have, like, a cannibal fest and actually make Jess watch Cannibal Holocaust.
No, she'd kill me. I'd never hear the end of that shit. No! Okay, what about Romero?
I try to be a little different with Romero and talk about a movie that nobody talks about.
Bruiser.
I'll actually go with, like, Monkey Shines.
Ooh, that's a good
just
one.
Just because that's one that, I actually think that's a pretty underrated movie. I mean, it's not, like, it's not exactly, like, you know, even his top 10, probably. But, like, it's got some pretty spooky scenes in it. As far as actually being scary, it's probably one of the ones that actually tries, at least.
I think that Romero's most underrated film is Knight Riders, but, like, that movie has nothing to do with Halloween at all. In terms of his other stuff, I say you got to go with Night of the Living Dead. Like I said, I watch that shit every year. It's just, that is really the Halloween movie. When I think about Halloween, other than the movie Halloween, that's the film that I think of that everybody watches around that time.
Another one that popped into my head, though, I was thinking, like, and there's a long line of these movies, but I still to this day think that the first one is the only one that really got the concept right entirely and made it creepy is the first Final Destination movie. Because after the first one, man, it was all about just extravagant deaths.
Yeah, because Saul, took over all that.
Just insane creative deaths. The first one, it actually had a plot to it. Like, it had a method, you know, the death had a method at that point, and they were explaining it.
Death's got a method, bitch.
And they were creative with their death scenes and shit. And people just went crazy, like, the one scene where Sean William Scott is like, I cheated death. Then here come a big fucking thing that sliced his head right off.
I know.
And people just went nuts.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Noodles?
Noodles liked it, too. He's a big fan of it. And the thing is, too, like, we were talking about music before, like, in Christine, how some of the 50s music become creepy. That movie, you know, Final Destination, made fucking John Denver music creepy.
Yeah. Well, I always thought John Denver's music was kind of creepy before that.
Not, I always thought it was just fucking hokey. I mean, they made it like, when you just heard the fucking guitar, you're like, oh shit, somebody's dying, you know.
Somebody's going to die. All right, so. God damn, I don't know if I got anything left, really.
There's a little shit. I've got some on this list here if you want to look at it.
Harry, cheat. I mean, we could sit here and go through stuff all day. That's a good one, though. I didn't actually even think of that one either. The Hills Run Red, which is a good... I'll tell you one even better than that, though, in my mind. And I don't know if you... I don't think you have it on here. Is
House of the Devil.
That's it.
That ain't that weird.
Did you have that on here?
No, I didn't have it on there. I was...
Some bitch.
I was reading your mind.
It is, though, because that movie is, like, really... That movie is completely concerned with atmosphere more than it is with, like, anything else. It's not really a slasher film. It's not really any kind of, like...
I love how they set it in the 80s, too.
Yeah.
And they went, like, every
You
want
to talk about a movie making a song fucking creepy, that one thing leads to another that she's listening to while she's in there, like... And you know, like, the backstory about what's going on in that house while she's listening to that goofy-ass song. And
I just wish, like, filmmakers, they, like, tried that more, because they really don't, like, making...
No.
You can make almost anything creepy as shit if you want to. Insidious, we were talking about it earlier. Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Yeah.
Seriously. That's like one of the gayest songs known to man. But they made it fucking freaky. And there were people bitching about, I'm not going to say who, but there were people that we know bitching about, like, oh, Tiny Tim did that damn song. You know, that was... You know, they had that kid that was set in the 40s attire dancing to the song that came out by Tiny Tim. And I'm like, that song, Tiny Tim did a cover of that song. That song's been around for fucking ever.
Yeah.
People don't know what they're talking about.
That movie, though, man, just even thinking about that movie gives me the creeps. Because everything about that movie, like seeing those little kids and everything running through the house and all that. And the music, and not just that song, but the actual music was all those violins and stuff that would just...
Yeah.
Come in at weird times. It's just an amazing piece of work there.
It is scurry. City sure is.
Shit. Oh, anyway, though. Actually, I see this on here, but I was going to mention another one of his movies because, I mean, I think it's a perfect Halloween movie. Night of the Demons, which Kevin Tenney, of course, our good friend Kevin Tenney directs. I also think Witchboard is another movie that's just creepy enough to be like a Halloween-style movie. But Night of the Demons is technically it's set on Halloween. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't know what else we can... We've mentioned fucking tons of movies on here, so that'll get you through the next 4 or 5 Halloweens, probably.
So, if you don't like that, then you can just blow a dog.
We've got 2 words for you. Eat ass.
That'd make a nice t-shirt.
So, I guess that's it. I don't, you know, this is the spooky Halloween spooktacular for me.
It's been fucking
I don't know anything else any more spooky. I know people will probably complain because this is a shorter show, but fuck you.
We do what we want.
You want to sing them a improv Halloween song? We'll come up with it on the fly, and it'll round out the show. Tiptoe through the teardrops, diddly-doo.
It's Halloween spooktacular. It's spooky as fuck. Spooky, spooky, spooky.
Spooky as a fucking ghost.
We're gonna keep it spooky.
Tonight it's gonna get really fucking spooky, cause it's a Halloween spooktacular.
Spooky, 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 spooky.
Get up, dance, and then you sit back down. Gotta get down.
Stick your finger in your ass like a fucking clown.
Cause it's the Halloween.
Spook, 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 spook.
Spectacular.
AndPet.com. We're gonna keep it spooky.
Actually, folks, we think this show's too killer to end this quick.
I'm not joking, though. We actually went back and listened to a lot of the stuff from the show, and like, I almost had a fucking aneurysm laughing at it so much, so I decided the show should go on.
Yeah, we're going to talk about our favorite spooky places.
Man, spooky, spooky, spooky. So, yeah, it's, I guess, like an added bonus. Bonus.
It's a bonus death.
To this
it's
show.
It's on a dead pit. Bonus death, baby.
We're going to talk about, like, places you can go around Halloween. Like, famous Halloween
landmarks.
Stuff like that. And the first one is, in my mind anyway, one that's in our home state of Kentucky. It's supposed to be the most haunted place in existence. And everybody's been there. Taps and ghost fuckers.
The ghost adventurers. Yeah, Bilbo Baggins.
Humpers. Yeah. And that's Waverly Hills Sanitarium in Louisville, Kentucky. That place is scurry.
They did. They actually filmed, what's that shitty fucking movie they filmed there?
The one we watched?
Death Tunnel or something like that? Yeah. Was that the name of it?
Yeah, it was Death Tunnel.
God, that movie sucked.
It did suck a lot. But it was supposed to take place in that.
It sucked a lot of dick.
But they actually offer guided tours through that place.
Do you believe in ghosts, Uncle Bill?
No, I don't believe in ghosts.
Why are there so many people trying to hunt them then?
Well, because think about it, that would be the perfect job. You're basically chasing around something that you can never disprove.
Yeah, but what if these people actually believe there's really, like, that would be disheartening.
I don't think any people really believe that shit. If they do.
You know what a better show would be? Sasquatch Hunters.
You've got the same, I think, the same percentage of people will find Sasquatches that will find ghosts.
Yeah, but Sasquatch has actually been filmed. Real ghost hasn't.
Well, Sasquatch exists, too, though.
Yeah, that's true. Different. The thing, like, is when somebody sees a ghost, it's usually just like a speck of dust on the lens. Like, oh, look at that! It's an orb. Or it's a cat.
The funny thing is, though, the other thing is about voices. When they're supposed to hear, like, ghost voices, it's normally just like a pop machine kicking
off. Have you ever experienced anything that you thought could have been, like, paranormal activity?
I did when I was a kid, but I mean, when you're a kid, you don't really have the ability to rationally look at things. Like, you know what I mean?
I will say this, though, and this still happens. Like, I don't know if it's just me going insane or what. But I will be somewhere, and I will hear somebody say a word, and there's nobody there. And it's like, did I imagine somebody saying something? And it's always happened. Like, it's all, usually it's something like, hey, or something like that.
Ah, shit. That'd scare the fuck out of me.
But I'm thinking it's, I'm just hearing things or something.
So, nobody's actually saying it. Is it always the same word?
No, or something like, you know, I remember one time we were up in, okay, if you go up all the way this hill, if you walk all the way up to this hill, there is a river, or not a river, like a little pond or something that's up there. Right. So me and Tim, as kids, decided, Noodle, shut the fuck up. We decided as kids to just try to walk up there and see the pond, you know, because we'd never seen it. So we were almost at the very top of the hill, right? And it took probably about a half an hour to climb up that fucking hill as kids. And, we go up there, and I hear something, and he hears it too, where they're seriously saying something like, hey, or something like that. And then we both freak the fuck out and are down that hill within a matter of like 2 minutes of right. walking up it. And that's happened I don't know how many times. But as far as me actually seeing something, no, I've never seen anything that would be clear-cut evidence, yes, there's ghosts.
I've never seen anything that I even thought was a ghost, really. Like,
the freakiest thing that ever happened, although there can be explanations for this, I guess, is also as kids, me and, it may have been Tim or it was somebody else, I can't remember. We'd always walk up and down the graveyard, and there's a graveyard, you know, within half a mile of my house that we would walk as kids, you know, just have something to do. There's not a whole lot to do, and, you know, especially for kids in this area. And we would never come across hardly anybody up there walking around, and we came this old man, and he had like a sheepdog with him. And he just looked out of place. And he had like a wife beater on and like army pants. Not really like camouflage, but like army green pants. And I'll always remember this. Where we both said hello to him and he never fucking looked. Like it's like he was just in another, he was in another place or mm-hmm. something. Like we didn't even, you know. And I remember a gush of wind. And then, like, we were just stop and happened to look back. And that guy, we didn't see the guy after that. And this, I mean, anything could happen. I guess he could have walked away by that point or whatever. But I don't know. I don't know.
Get out.
We didn't see the guy after that, though. That's kind of freaky. But, I mean, he looked like a regular guy. He didn't look like a, you know, like people portray ghosts on TV and shit.
Right. And he could have just taken off up to a hill or something.
Yeah, my God, they found my fucking marijuana plants and shit.
No, I've never really had anything like that happen where there was like somebody there and then they weren't there or something like that. You know what I mean? Like where you...
Yeah.
Never had that happen. A lot of people believe that shit, though.
Yeah.
But in terms of other places, though, that you could go...
a lot of the haunted hay rides and shit like that.
Yeah, but one of the big places in the eastern United States that you always hear everybody talk about is Universal Studios has the Halloween Horror Nights.
Keep it horror.
Where they fucking, they usually have like Pinhead and Freddy and fucking just all of the people they own the rights to, I guess, or they buy the rights to, I guess, for a lot of those. But it's supposed to be amazing.
I've never been to it.
But I hear it's off the chain, Cole.
Yeah, they work with a lot of the, like the... All the Universal monsters are in it and shit, too, right?
Right.
That's neat. That sounds neat.
So, another one, though, a place I've always wanted to go that I think would be amazing to go to on this time of year would be Salem in Massachusetts.
Yeah, although I don't like the people like that are into that shit. They're just too little. They're a little too weird for me.
You mean the gothic kids?
Yeah.
And stuff? I like the idea of it though. It is kind of creepy to think.
Yeah,
about
but still, that. Like, I don't know. Just the type of people. You know what I'm talking about. They're just not the type of people I kind of like to hang around with. I like people to at least have halfway sense of humor about them. I'm not completely serious. Right there was where the witches were slain.
Life is dark. Life is pain.
It's evil. Doodly-doo. I just don't know how anybody could go through life being just such a dry asshole.
They're mad, though. They're upset.
They're upset them damn witches. Got burned.
Something else I was thinking of.
Woo!
That, I remember doing as a kid was, there's these books out called Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Oh, yeah. I used to have all those, too.
And, yeah. Those, like, I've still got all of them, all the ones I had, luckily enough, like, of all the shit that I've had thrown out, that stuff that I've actually hung on to. And still to this day, man, the stories are actually pretty fucking spooky.
The big toe one and all that, yeah.
And just a lot of, like, I think the artwork and stuff, too, that is done in the books make them even creepier. And those, like, if you have a younger kid, like 8 or 9 year old kid, and you want to do something different rather than just watch a movie with them or something, a scary movie, you know, sit in a darkly lit room and read a couple of stories to that kid.
They'd probably piss on themselves, though. Oh, no, Mommy, no.
Yeah. I mean, there's some of them that's dark humor, and there's some of them that's really, truly scary. And there are a lot of them are like urban, you know, folklore, like horror style. So, but yeah, that's, I always had good memories of getting those books. And I don't know if, I think there's 3 of them. I don't know if they ever come out with another one.
It used to be exciting, though, to when those books came out. Like, you'd go get the new one. You know, like there was, how many of them was there?
I think there were 3.
3, I think, yeah. Scary Stories,
more Scary
Stories.
And Scary Stories 3.
In 3D?
Yeah, if I was to ever get a tattoo, though, it would be one of those drawings and that, because it's just, they're fucking killer.
Yeah, I wonder like, who illustrated those books, do you know?
We'll get them out there, look, they're...
We'll find out, hold on.
They're in there somewhere in the little bookcase. I don't have too many books in there. They're little paperback books. Just awesome artwork. Get the first one out there if you can find it. I'd like to actually look at that. It's kind of... Yeah, it's been through some battles, for sure.
It's tight squeeze, Uncle Boyle.
But, I think I actually remember trying to look up artwork for that guy, and I couldn't find anything on him. Just because that'd be cool to own, like, original piece of artwork from that guy.
Drawings by Stephen Gamble.
Wow.
That's the guy's name. Yeah, that shit is fucking just insane.
Yeah, just look through, what are some of the names? I remember one that was the Slithery D. I remember that was like a rhyme.
The Big Toe is the first story. The Walk. What Did You Come For? Which I remember it from the illustration.
Yeah.
Me Tie Do T Walker.
Why don't we read? Why don't you read one of the stories just for the hell of it? It's something different. This is an experimental show. Why don't you pick one out?
Let's see. Not It'd be awesome if this had, it's got songs in here, but they're in sheet music. If I knew the chords, I could actually play them. That'd be hilarious. Let's see.
Let's pick us a story out here and read it.
Always
scary
like
stories to tell.
Do you want me to just pick any of them?
Just, yeah, pick one.
Okay. Let's go with The Thing, then. You ready?
Yeah, and I'll take your picture and put it on the Facebook page.
Uncle Bill reading scary stories to tell in the dark.
Says, Ted Martin and Sam Miller were good friends. They spent a lot of time together. On this particular night, they were sitting on a fence near the post office talking about one thing and another. There was a field of turnips across the road. Suddenly, they saw something crawl out of the field and stand up. It looked like a man, but in the dark, it was hard to tell for sure. Then it was gone.
Oh, my God.
But soon it appeared again. It walked halfway across the road, then turned around and went back into the field. Shit.
Mm.
Then it came out a third time and started toward them. By now, Ted and Sam were scared, and they started running. But when they finally stopped, they decided they were being foolish. They weren't sure what they were scared of them, so they decided to go back and get a better look. Pretty soon, they saw it, for it was coming to meet them. It was wearing black pants, a white shirt, and a black suspenders. Sam said, I'm going to try to touch it. Then we'll know if it's real.
Oh.
He walked up to it and peered into its face.
Don't do it, Sam.
It had bright, penetrating eyes sunk deep in its head. It looked like a skeleton. Ted took one look and screamed,
Oh, oh God!
And again, he and Sam ran, but this time the skeleton followed them. When they got to Ted's house, they stood in the doorway and watched it. It stayed out in the road for a while, then it disappeared.
Mm.
A year later, Ted got sick and died.
Oh, no.
Toward the end, Sam sat up with him every night. But the night Ted died, Sam said he looked just like the skeleton.
Oh, my God. That shit's fucking creepy.
It is.
Yeah. And see, things like that, today is not PC for kids. Like, this is a book for kids.
Oh, God, I remember this fucking song. This song's amazing. Here you go. See if you remember this one. Let's see. Don't ever laugh when a hearse goes by, for you may be the next to die. They wrap you up in a big white sheet from your head down to your feet. Put you in a big black box and cover you up with dirt and rocks. All goes well for about a week, but then your coffin begins to leak. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. The worms play pinochle on your snout. They eat your eyes, they eat your nose. Eat the jelly between your toes. A big green worm with rolling eyes crawls in your stomach and out your eyes. Your stomach turns a slimy green and pus pours out like whipping cream. You spread it on a slice of bread, and that's what you eat when you are dead.
Oh, my God.
Man, I actually, when I was a kid, had that fucking song memorized. Like, I could have probably sang that without reading it verbatim and all that stuff. But think about that. That's supposed to be like
it's a kid's
song, and like that shit's some of the most horrendous.
Yeah, there's some awesome artwork in there too. Like throughout the whole book, actually all of the books. But yeah, I mean, anybody wants to get that book, all these books are still out there. I'm pretty sure.
Do you remember Room for One More? That story.
Yeah.
That was a good one too. And some of these are just urban legends, like The Hook.
Yeah.
That one's in here.
They have the bright beams.
The
high beams.
The babysitter.
Yeah.
The Slithery D is in here.
Yeah, actually. That's one I remember.
The Slithery D came out of the sea. He ate all the others, but he didn't eat me. The Slithery D came out of the sea. He ate all the others, but he didn't eat me. Slurp.
The Slithery D ate your ass.
Oh, is that Bloody Fingers? I remember that one.
Bloody Fingers.
Anyway, this book is amazing.
Yeah, it's an awesome book. Perfect for the Halloween season. And any other stories, spooky stories, like personal shit that happened to you want to mention on here?
I mean, that's what I was saying. Nothing ever really happened to me except the time, I still don't know if I dreamed this or not, where I thought that I was running through my house when I was like probably about 6 or 7 and something grabbed me from underneath a chair, but I don't know if that was just a dream or if that actually happened. I've still yet to figure that out. The scariest thing I ever heard anybody say that they said actually happened, I think I've told that story on here before, is that Mom said that one time when she was a kid, it was around Christmas time, and she had like 7 brothers and sisters, and they, you know, were getting ready for Christmas and all this stuff. And it was really early in the morning, and they heard, because they had one of those porches that goes all the way around the house, and they heard they heard somebody walking up on the porch, and that walked around the entire porch. And so Mom gets up, she looks out the window, and it's a guy dressed in army fatigues, like with the boots and everything like that, the heavy boots and like the camouflage and all that, and the army fatigues.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know who it was, so I guess she assumed that it was just somebody to speak to her mom or dad or something like that. But So he walks around the porch, and I think they pretty much all hear it. All the kids hear it and everything. And then nobody comes to the door or anything. He's just gone. Like, they never see him again or anything. They don't think anything, or she didn't think anything else about it. Until, like, one of the neighbors, like, within a couple of days, you come to find out that one of the neighbor's sons was killed in Vietnam on the day, at around the time, supposedly, that that happened. That, like, they saw that person walking around on the porch.
That's freaky. I remember my great-grandmother used to tell this story when I was a kid. Similar to that. A little similar to that. Or maybe it was actually my grandmother that told this. And my great-grandmother was always there. It was her daughter. My great-grandmother lived to be 94 years old. And their house, they had, you know, it was basically like a cabin back in those days. I think she was from Virginia. And they didn't have any air conditioning or anything like that back in those days. You're talking about the early 1900s, you know, when she was a little girl is when this happened. And it was one of her cousins that had went into a coma back then. And it was one of those deals where they thought she was dead, right? And back in those days, they didn't use embalming fluid or anything. You know, when they just buried somebody, and they would bury him pretty quick if they thought they were dead, because the body would start stinking quickly. Right. So, as they were burying this girl and had her, I think, completely buried, they started to hear thumping from under the ground.
Like, I think that was pretty common, actually, back then, wasn't it? Like, for that day.
I guess so. I don't know. And she was alive. They buried her alive. But by the time they got to her, she had already died. You know. So she was in, like, a deep coma at the time. Like, I guess evidently really, 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 really low, you know, pulse. Slow pulse, whatever. And the interesting thing is, though, is like in the summer they would go out on their porch, and the summer after that happened, the doors and the windows would lock from the inside. That's what they said. All the doors and windows would lock from the inside, and there's no explanation how it happened. When they would go out on their porch. Scurry.
I'm scared now.
Scurry shit.
That would fucking suck, by the way. Be buried alive and then die, like, before anybody get to you.
Yeah. They said, like, that there were, like, claw marks and stuff where you could tell she was trying to claw her way out. Yeah. But, anyway.
Well, we told you it's going to get spooky.
It is. It's spooky. We're running out of spooky shit to talk about.
Not really, though. There's always something else spooky to talk about.
You could eat my butt, and that's spooky.
That would be spooktacular. So, back to the idea, though, a place that you could go to visit to be scared.
I mean, the thing is,
I'll tell you
to
one.
Me and spooky places, every town has, like, a spooky
right,
location.
But some are more famous than others. I'll tell you one that I can think of right off the top of my head. I don't know how spooky it would be, but it's definitely got a history about it. It's Point Pleasant in West Virginia, which is the home of the Mothman from the Mothman Prophecies, which actually I've seen, like, Mom went down there and she took pictures. There's got, like, a huge fucking statue of the Mothman down there, like, in that town. And she got, like, a picture taken beside it, like, oh, here we go. Yeah.
How about Boone County, West Virginia?
What goes on in Boone County?
That's where the Whites
Disco.
Are from, yeah.
That would be scary shit to come across them.
If you want to get to heaven, you got to raise a little hell. I think, though, like, once a place becomes a tourist attraction, there's just a lot of bullshit that goes on with it. Like, to me, if you want to go somewhere scurry, you don't have to go too far, you know. walk around a graveyard at 1 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be scary.
That's true. I don't want to walk around. Did you ever do that when you were a kid, by the way?
Yeah, I did it.
I think that was a big thing.
I used to do shit. Me and Tim used to, I'm surprised his brother didn't die of like a fucking, like, you know, just pass out. We used to scare the fuck out of that kid.
He's like, ah!
Yeah. Not only would we go up to a graveyard, that graveyard late at night, we would put Halloween masks and shit on and chase his ass back to the house. I bet, I'm not kidding you. We were meaner than fuck.
I bet he was like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
But,
every town has an Elm Street, though.
That's true. Or Highland Avenue.
Mm. Or Sugarloaf.
Or South Central.
South Central is, yeah. Or Bull Creek Trading Post.
Or Holler.
Hollers. But I think that's all.
Yeah.
That we got.
I don't think we can squeeze any more juice out of this fucking nut.
We squeezed all the blood out of this turnip, so.
Yeah. But I hope everybody has a happy Halloween, and hopefully that gets you in the spirit of things. And Uncle Bill wants to play us another song on the way out.
Just remember, though, if you haven't learned anything else from tonight, you want to keep it really fucking spooky.
I want to be spooky. Spooky, spooky, spooky. Show me a ghost and a machete with blood on it. I'm gonna get so scared I'll shit. Spooky.
Really fucking spooky.
Spooky, 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 spooky.
It's gonna get spooky tonight.
Do the watermelon crawl when you're spooked out of your mind.
Get spooky.
I want you to get slimy and spooky.
This is the Halloween Spooky Spooktacular.
Brought to you by Dead.
I want you to be spooked out of your ass.